This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday the 16th of June. We're in week, I've lost the plot, I don't know, no idea what week lockdown we're in, 12, 13, 11, 12, I don't know. Anyway, we're still partially locked down. It's unwinding gradually, and we're getting there. But I'm missing you all, and I can't wait to be allowed back out so that we can all get together and actually see each other, because we haven't done that for about 4 months now. Anyway, welcome to the show. We've got another packed show with some fantastic guests to talk to you. We're going to be looking at things like wellness and health and issues related to that during this show today, and we've got three great guests to talk to. Lots of information to impart, and I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at Colin Batt Removals, your award-winning removals and storage specialists. Whether you need to move house, offices, need regular temporary storage for a renovation, or storage for stock, they have a solution for you. If you want more information, visit their website, colinbattremovals.co.uk, or you can call the lovely Emily on 01233 740 395. Cool. So thank you for that. Apparently somebody's just said it's week 12, so thank you for letting me know, and if you could let me know what day it is as well, that would be much appreciated, because I've lost track of that too. I've got lots of information to bring you, some updated stuff. This is a bit long, but I think it's worth a read. And this is a press release from the Federation of Small Business. And they're saying the holistic approach needed to stem unemployment from their small firms initiative, and they've responded to the Office for National Statistics figures, which show that the number of claimants of Job Seekers Allowance and Universal Credit rose to 2.8 million in May. That's more than double the number seen in the same month last year. Regional Chairman David Millam has said for many of the 17 million people who own or work in a small business across the UK, the past few months have been the toughest they can remember. As we look to recover from this recession, the government should take a holistic approach to job market interventions. No single new policy will be enough. Reducing employment costs, supporting apprenticeships and retraining initiatives all need to be part of the mix. 9 in 10 people who left unemployment to rejoin the workforce during the last crash did so via a small business or self-employment. So it's critical that we get this right. 4 in 10 small firms cite labour costs as a primary barrier to business growth. Far more needs to be done to help them manage these costs. A reduction in employers' national insurance contributions or further uprating of the targeted employment allowance combined with a widening of NIC holidays would be a good place to start. Also, over 90% of apprenticeships offered by small firms are held by 16 to 24-year-olds. If the Prime Minister is serious about apprenticeships for young people playing a fundamental role in our return to economic growth, then we need to see more assistance with the time, paperwork and money that goes into training the workforce of the future. There's a strong case for active labour market policies along the lines of the previous Future Jobs Fund. Also, the statutory sick pay rebate for small firms with staff who have had to self-isolate due to COVID-19 was a vital intervention. We now either need to see that rebate widened and made permanent, or a separate mechanism established to help small firms manage this expenditure, particularly given that many of us may need to isolate more than once as the track and trace strategy takes hold. We've seen firms almost driven to the wall because of sick pay costs. The government must show it's on their side. So lots of things that the FSB are recommending for small businesses and for the government to do to help mitigate some of the potential disaster that will unfold in unemployment. My stats look horrific. I'm kind of predicting that if we're not careful, we could have 4.5 million unemployed. And when you think that just 4 months ago, we had the highest number of people in employment that we've ever had in this country, and 4 months later, we're looking at the worst unemployment ever. It's terrible. Nobody's fault, of course. It's all the result of this awful pandemic and what we've had to do to kind of survive and stay as safe as we possibly can. But it's not going to be good for the economy for quite some time. Moving on to something a bit more pleasant, chocolate related. which is always quite pleasant. Morse Toad is this week launching its new chocolate card, a delicious chocolate message contained in a box with your branding printed on top. You can also include a personalised message printed on the inside. It will fit through most letterboxes, so there's no need to traipse to the post office to pick it up. At under £10 each, the chocolate card is the ideal branded corporate gift, whether it's thanking your staff, generating referrals and repeat business, or reaching out to prospective clients. Morse Toad's chocolate cards, it always makes me giggle the name of that company, Morse Toad. Morse Toad's chocolate cards will grab their attention. How does it work? One, you choose your chocolate message, thank you, happy birthday, sorry, hello, welcome. And if you're planning ahead, happy Christmas. Is it nearly Christmas? Morse Toad also has the facility to create a bespoke chocolate mould specifically for your company. You can add your company logo or maybe a team photo from the last off-site meeting or party. Add your own text message to the card, perhaps thanking them for their hard work. Priced from just £8.50, this is the perfect corporate gift for hard-working teams and loyal customers. Or perhaps there are people you'd like to thank for their support during these challenging times. For more information, go to their website, which is www.morsetoad.com/products. That's morsetoad.com/products. Well, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? Listen, though, I'd love to hear from you, all the businesses out there in the southeast of England. It will be great to know that you're there, and you can do that by tweeting me. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker. Please, we have had quite a few tweets already, and I will start to read some of those right now. If I can find my phone. Oh, here it is. The lovely folks at Diamond Circle Weddings, that's Paul and Polly. Good afternoon, all at the Business Bunker. Some Tuesday thoughts over on our Facebook page. It's day 16 of at ZC Social Media free 30-day challenge, and we've learned how to customise shortened links. And they've put me a lovely customised shortened link there. And they say, Paul, Jules, I would highly recommend this challenge. Yeah, absolutely. Do check it out. Check out Diamond Circle Weddings. You can find them on the Twitter at DC Weddings UK is their Twitter handle. You can find out about this social media challenge by following at ZC Social Media. So thank you for that, guys. And it's really good, isn't it, when you find a little tip or trick or hint to do something that solves a little bit of a problem that you had. And it's really nice when you find that and you think you've got something that can make your life just that little bit easier. It's always good. So, nice one. How to shorten a link and customise it. What else have we got here? The lovely Kim Stevens at Care in Kent. I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for all the frontline key workers. Thank you to our Care in Kent team for their exceptional role in caring for the vulnerable despite all the current risks. The love and care the team shows continue to leave me awestruck. Kim, couldn't agree with you more. There's been folks doing some fantastic work, absolutely fantastic work, taking care of the rest of us, looking after us, doing all kinds of jobs that in the past we've taken for granted and maybe not paid much attention to, but without them we couldn't survive. And just to be a little bit political, if you've seen this autonomous region that a bunch of crusties are set up in Seattle, the first thing that fell about is that nobody's looking after each other and they're all stealing from each other. So it just goes to show you how dependent we are on key workers playing those roles that quite often don't get recognised. So totally agree with you, Kim. Fantastic, and a big shout out to all those key workers. What else have we got here? The lovely folks at Chips and Dinks have said hello. Hi, guys. It's Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. Chips and Dinks are really fabulous. They do all kinds of things like repair little wings and dings and scratches in your car, but they do so much more. I mean, Tony completely resprayed a dining room table of mine, and it's such a fabulous job. It just looks, not only does it look new, it looks fantastic. And they do all kinds of things like that, of just repairing things and respraying things and taking out little scuffs and marks. Fantastic job. Give them a follow, Chips and Dinks. Lovely, lovely folks too. Sue Boswell, would you like to learn more about Doterra? Possibly. Doterra Oils. Message me if you'd like to learn more or try a free sample. And that's Sue Boswell, and number 8 is her Twitter handle. So you can check that out. Seems to be health-inducing oils that they're talking about there. Okay. I tell you what, it's probably time to play a bit of music and to get our first guest lined up. What do you think? Before I do that, I've got one more tweet to read. How to upgrade your digital skills live. Now, more than ever, you will need to be more dependent on your digital skills. Tomorrow's businesses need people who have strong digital understanding. Bob Barker will be doing this tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th, 11 till 12:30pm. If you want to find out about it, bitesizeonline.co.uk. That's www.bitesizeonline.co.uk. Hey, let's have some tunage.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time. Cupid by the arson, Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, wishing well. Kiss and tell, oh, wishing well, a butterfly tape. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell, oh, wishing well, a crocodile chick.
Radio.
Welcome back. Bit of Terence Trent D'Arby there. Hopefully I'm now joined on the phone by Richard Dillon of Results in Wellness. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you, my friend?
Yes, all right. Not too bad. In shielded lockdown for my son who has cystic fibrosis.
Yes,
And so, I think I've got, God knows how many weeks it's been so far, but we're not changing that. For the time being, we're under instruction from the Royal Brompton Hospital, so we're doing the thing that we need to do.
Sure. How is Ollie, by the way? Ollie's been a guest on this show, and a fabulous guest he was too, yeah?
He's doing very well. He's currently continuing to make things for the NHS for face masks and bits and pieces, and keeping himself fit.
Fantastic. So he just for those listeners that didn't hear the show that Ollie was on, he's got himself a 3D printer or so. He's probably got a couple by now, I would imagine. He's probably into.
He has, yeah.
He's probably got a whole factory there by now. And he was knocking out face masks in the early days of this as well. He was one of the first people into it, making these for the NHS and delivering them free to his local hospital and care homes and stuff. Fantastic stuff. So give our regards to Ollie. So tell us a little bit, Richard, about your organisation, Results in Wellness.
Yes. So Results in Wellness was born out of an opportunity that came to my other business, which is CDL. Group in Sevenoaks. We were asked at the time to look at being a logistics hub for a product that was coming out of Australia called PainPod.
Right.
And PainPod is a Class 2 portable medical device. It's like a portable gadget that it looks like a TENS machine of old, but it carries a lot of other technology in it. And when that came about, we looked at the product, and as we already deal with quite a lot of different businesses and charities, etc., we felt that we could do more than just be a logistics hub. We thought we could sell it.
Right.
And about 18 months down the road, we took exclusivity of being the main distributor for the UK and parts of Europe.
Right.
And we decided that we couldn't be known as CDL. We thought we'd make a company that was specifically aimed at taking products of that nature into the marketplace. And so Results in Wellness was born probably about 2 years ago now. And it's been difficult to get going. I've never started a business from scratch a retail market, and we've learned quite a lot of lessons over the last year, but the product's very, very good.
Right.
So it's getting the product to people, which is the key.
Okay, cool. Maybe you kind of gave us a brief overview of what PainPod is, but it's quite comprehensive, and there's lots of little neat gizmos and attachments as well. For the listeners, I actually have a PainPod, and I don't have all of them, but I have some of the attachments. But you do things like PainPod socks and all kinds of stuff, don't you?
Yeah. So the idea about PainPod was the technology's been around years. I mentioned 10. So the device itself is about the same size as an iPhone, and it connects to the body with sticky pads or a number of different snap-on accessories that you can have, like socks and gloves. Mm. I'll come on to that in a moment. And what the idea is that it's sending in some gentle pulses and frequency ranges into the body, and it stimulates the massage, like a massage, really. There's 12 different modes, and what it's doing is it's increasing blood flow in the body, and by doing that, it improves endorphin production, etc. Now, when you get the body, the blood moving around the body, it helps with healing, and it helps with circulation. So when the PainPod 3 came to us, we looked at all the accessories, and the accessories are really a way of tailoring it to the body. So if you've got particularly bad issues with arthritis or circulation in your feet, that's where the gloves and the socks, etc., come into play really, really well. Mm. And the good thing about the device is purely it's a drug-free pain relief.
Absolutely.
So when you're looking at trying to improve circulation and things like that with people that suffer from arthritis and diabetes, etc., not having to be able to, having to the need of putting in more medication, you're able to utilize a device like this, and it's got an amazing ability to improve beyond, you know, all recognition in many cases. I certainly haven't had bad feedback from the device. It's always been very good. Mm. So it does, as I say, it looks like a TENS machine, but what it's got inside is, it's got the TENS technology. TENS blocks nerve endings and sending signals to your brain about pain. Mm. And that's been around since the 60s, birth control and birthing units of mums have used TENS machines for a long, long time. Mm. Then you go on to things such as the electromuscular stimulation, the EMS part of it, and that's where it's making the muscles contract, release, yep. And that's where all the differences come in, because you're actually starting to make the muscles move. And if you can imagine, if someone's got really bad arthritis in their hands and you put the glove on with the pain pod, mm. what's actually and they feel a lot of pain just trying to move it in normal circumstances. Mm. When you put the pain pod on, you immediately start to block the signal of the pain of the movement, but then you start to stimulate the muscles on their own. Hmm. So you're starting to make the thing, you know, the whole area move. And when you see someone with arthritis, before they put the glove on, it's, you know, often they're very, very pale, almost blue. And when you come off, you can noticeably see the hand has turned quite pink.
Right.
And it's not something that you use one-off. You make it part of your day, your daily routine. So when people, you know, pop a painkiller every day, instead of doing that, using something that's not going to give you any type of addiction or liver and kidney issues, is much, much better. It's a much healthier way of doing it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't just stop there, because the whole idea of the pain pod and having the pain pod is that it's great for the whole household.
Mm.
So in my world, I've got, obviously, Ollie with cystic fibrosis, and he has certain issues. We've got my older son, who's a motorsport fanatic. Mm. We all like skiing. We all like doing just normal things, gardening, etc.
Right.
So all of those things come with some a few pains and aches and so forth. So having a device around, instead of going to the cupboard and saying, I'll pop some pills, the pain pod gets used. If we go skiing or we go on holiday, that pain pod comes with us because it's a portable device.
Yep.
So it's been a very usable product, and being portable, it's accessible anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I have a pain pod, and I have one because I a particular problem that's been exacerbated by lockdown, because now I've decided to live in the fridge and eat the contents of that every day. I've put on a bit of weight, but I sit in front of a computer nearly all day, and like a lot of us, my posture becomes bad. And I noticed I was getting massive tension headaches that were lasting 24, 48, even, you know, 36, 72 days and days of tension headaches, just, you know, caused by sitting badly, being hunched, eye strain, all those kind of things. I started using a pain pod that immediately relieved the tension. Now, in the instructions for the pain pod, it suggests that you use it for 20 minutes or so and then give it a rest. So basically I was using it for 40 minutes, don't tell anyone, and it was giving me a huge amount of relief. But then what I've got is, I don't know what you call it, it's a mini pod.
The pain pod's my.
Yeah, so I've got a mini pod as well, so I use the main pain pod to really relieve the strain, and then I have the little mini pod on for ages that just keeps it there. I've got to tell you, I'm not blowing smoke here, it's the best thing I've ever had. It's the only thing I could take strong cocodamol or anything, and it didn't help. It didn't relieve the tension in my neck, but this does. And as soon as it relieves the tension, the headache goes, which is brilliant. So I'm a massive fan of it. It really has helped me.
I don't think the 20 minutes is too definitive. If you speak to some people, they'll use it for a couple of cycles at a time. The first cycle gets them their instant pain relief, and I think the second one is quite relaxing. So I think when you look at the conditions that you're using it for, musculoskeletal is a massive problem to the workplace, just as you just explained. And then, you know, you've got things like arthritis and diabetes, where you've got chronic circulation issues, and even things like fibromyalgia, sciatica, etc.
Yeah.
And to a point where one of the early people that took up the pain pod for us as a client was the Paula Carr Diabetes Trust in Ashford.
Right, okay.
And Gary Fagg, who's the chairman there, Gary's a great believer in the product and felt that when he took it to the road shows that they go on, he said, I felt almost godlike when I would give someone the product and we would try it out. And they said, but I've got my feeling back. I can move my toes again. Mm. And he said it was really amazing. Well, it sounds great in that respect, and it makes you feel good, but getting the product out there and trying it is the key. And we've got it with, it's not just for people with conditions. Young people use it for sports, yep. sport recovery, warming up. A lot of people in Australia, a lot of the sports teams where they have to fly from venue to venue, they'll use a pain pod in flight just to keep their muscles stimulated and their blood flow going on an area that might be, you know, might come up for an injury. Hmm. And we've got a few, people, ambassadors. Will Bailey, the Paralympian, who was on the table tennis player that was on Strictly.
Yep.
He's a big user. Mimi Anderson of Smarden down in Kent. She's a world record distance runner, and she's been using it. And even Kelly Holmes has been using it. So you know, you've got some really good people there.
Yep.
And that's helped us get it to the point where we've got it going into and endorsed by AXA, PPP Healthcare.
Okay.
So they've now listed it as a product. So we're gradually getting there.
Right.
But it's been a long journey.
Sure.
But the product, once people have got it, are amazed by its abilities. And it's nice because you talk to people and you meet people and they say, oh, I've really, really got a bad back. And you give them the device and you say, look, try it. Hmm. And they come back to you. And the first one I recall really well was a nurse. She'd spent all her career lifting people and had terrible backache.
Hmm.
She was on huge amounts of painkillers. And she was actually a friend of mine, her mother. And I hadn't seen her for years. And so we sent her the pain pod and said, look, just try it. And that evening, my friend rang me and he said, my mum's in tears. And I thought, oh, no, I've
electrocuted herself.
What have I done? And he said, no, she's pain-free. First time in over a year.
Mm.
And I said, well, that sounds fantastic, but let's give it a few days. Anyway, a few days later came, and she was absolutely amazed by it. She brought her old TENS machine around to me and gave it to me, and she said, I don't need that anymore, and I don't need the pills, which is great. It can't work like that every time, but what amazing feeling you get when you actually help someone out with something where, let's face it, chronic pain is often gives massive anxiety and depression, feeling to people that they can't own their own life at the moment because they are crippled with pain.
Yep.
And the only thing that the doctors often tell them is, try some ibuprofen 3 times a day and all this sort of thing. And so if we're able to give them something different that's not going to be another drug, etc., something that they can try and something that works on numerous parts of the body and to numerous members of the family, then it's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just want to dwell for a few seconds on the business side of this, because you've made reference a couple of times. You've got the license, for want of a better word, for UK and parts of Europe as a distributor for this product, but you've mentioned the difficulty of getting it out there. In terms of your sales strategy for the product, are you aiming this at end users, or are you primarily aiming it at healthcare and physio and sports type places, or both?
Probably a little of both. Over the last year, we were working on the AXA discussion, and they actually agreed to adopt it quite early on last year. It's just things take time sometimes. Mm. And during that period, we went to a number of different exhibitions, etc. And every time we went to the exhibitions, we did the autism show, we did the employee benefit show at Excel. Everything went down really, really well. So what we decided to do was Results in Wellness has got a shop, which we can give you at the end of this. Mm. And Results in Wellness was set up with a shop with all the products in there. Then looking at using channels such as AXA obviously takes us into a bigger marketplace. And looking for other medical distributors is part of the of what we've thought about for this year. And but having it accessible via Amazon and via our shop site has to be there too. Right. So it's also looking at, you know, putting it into the charity sector, various different types of end user, really. But just trying to sort of cover a number of bases, but trying to do them as well as possible. So the thing that you can't do in this country very easily is, because it's a crowded marketplace, as you well know, is trying to stand out from the crowd is difficult. Yep. So you need some really strong partners, which is why the AXA made so much sense.
Yeah.
And it was so good when we got that. So we try to make sure that we don't put it in alongside, you know, a cheap 20 quid TENS device that comes out of Alibaba or something.
Yep.
You know, we want to make sure that we position it in the market, in the right place, and, you know, not oversimplify the fact that there's some really good tech inside this device. And that's it's form, it's its frequencies that it works to, which brings all the success.
Fantastic. Absolutely. And, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. As a small business, of course, you haven't got multi-million pound marketing budgets as well, and you're competing with some multinational companies that do. And that doesn't make it any easier, does it?
No. And whilst PainPod has been a huge success in Australia, and it's the go-to device, you know, in America, it's been launched and it's taken off slowly. That's a huge market, clearly. In the UK, we've done really well, to be fair. Mm-hmm. The I think the endorsements are what sets it apart.
Yeah.
Forbes magazine, for instance, they voted it in 2018 and 19 as their top 10 best healthcare tech devices,
right,
which is brilliant.
Yeah.
When this morning wanted a device of this nature on, Philip Schofield chose the PainPod.
Right.
And we had it on there.
Right.
So when you start getting those types of endorsements and then the people that are using it, and then you've got people like the diabetes guys down in Ashford with Gary Fagg and his team, then you start to actually believe that you're onto something that's got a lot of efficacy about it, and it says what it does on the tin.
Absolutely. We're kind of coming into to the end of this segment, Richard, and I just want to mention also, as well as all the fantastic stuff you're doing with the PainPod equipment,
you're also
selling face masks and PPE.
Yes.
We had a chat about that, didn't we?
Yeah, it's a bit of an emotive subject because companies have a duty of care to their staff, and so in my main in my other business in CDL, we were asked to do some acquire some PPE for our clients, but also do the distribution, because one of the things that we said was that if a company is going to buy the PPE, then get it to the employee before they leave home, otherwise the horse is bolted. So we started doing that, and of course we then acquired some PPE, etc., and it made sense that Results in Wellness should put the PPE on there too, not hundreds and hundreds of different types, but CE-approved, certificated products. So the masks and the gloves are CE-approved, and that's the difference. There's lots and lots of products on the market. Some of them do nothing. Some of them do probably more than they should for you. You know, they're medical, you know, they're surgeon masks and things like that, which you shouldn't really be taking out of the medical world. But what we've tried to do is get something that's like the PainPod. It's the right product, and it's certificated in the UK, so that we, if we sell anything, we know that we're selling a good product.
Cool. Good. That's good to hear, and I do understand what you're saying about the emotiveness of these products. Interesting, of course, now at the moment the government are saying that you have to wear a mask on public transport, so anyone that's commuting or using a bus or a train or whatever, or a tube, has got to wear a mask now, until they say otherwise. Richard, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. As I said, I'm a great fan of the Pain Pod, and I use it on a regular basis, and it really is a device that helps. If people want to find out more about Results in Wellness, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do it is to go to the website, which is www.resultsinwellness.co.uk. And if they go into that, there's a blog area on there, but the shop site shows you all the different products, and there's quite a lot of information on that site. And failing that, there are contact numbers there, and you can reach me through that.
Fantastic. Richard, as always, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
And stay well. Regards to Ollie and the family, and we'll see you again soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Richard Dillon there, Results in Wellness, talking about their pain pod products and pain relief. We've still got tweets coming in. We've still got some emails, and we've got some more guests to talk to later on in the show. I've had a new listener, the Transcription Agency, and I say good afternoon, Vanilla Web. This week, local business, the Transcription Agency, their Twitter handle is TTA Hythe. TTA Hythe are celebrating being awarded a place on the NHS Shared Business System, SBS, Digital Dictation, Speech Recognition and Outsourced Transcription Framework, accessible by any publicly funded organisation. So, interesting stuff. Give them a follow on the Twitter. They're fairly new to Twitter. As I say, their Twitter handle is TTA Hythe. All one word, at Hythe, as in the place in Kent. TTA Hythe. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Check them out and see what they do. But their transcription services now available via the NHS. We've also had a tweet from the lovely folks at Sevenoaks Sport and Wellbeing. And they say, Vanilla Web, Sevenoaks Sport and Wellbeing magazine is continuing to offer free advertising in its digital edition for the whole of July. The deadline for your submission is the 26th of June. We'll be back in print in August. Please contact Steve via Twitter at Sevenoaks Sports. Their Twitter handle is the number 7. Oaks Sports. So if you want to put a free ad in the Sevenoaks Sport and Wellbeing magazine in July, you've got to get it to them by the 26th of June, and you can talk to them on Twitter at 7 Oaks Sports. Do check that out. What else have we got? Digital in Kent, the future of business, evolve or become obsolete. The business landscape has changed. A new way of thinking is required. You can say that again. Be prepared for change and embrace not only technology, but changing buying habits. Thursday, the 25th of June, is an online webinar, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., led by the lovely David Shaw. And you can book it, find out all about it, and find out what they're talking about in depth by going to bitesizeonline.co.uk. That's bitesizeonline.co.uk. .co.uk. That's for a Digital in Kent webinar on Thursday the 25th of June. What else have we got here? We got loads of tweets coming in, which is lovely. Do keep them coming in. This is Job Centre Plus in Kent. They're doing a Maidstone Into Work week this week. Watch out for the hashtag Maidstone Into Work. There's lots of things going on, trying to help people in the Maidstone area and further afield get back into work. So do follow that hashtag Maidstone Into Work. Cool. And the lovely folks at the Romney Resource Centre, we're here to help you. This is an easy-to-use and interactive list of businesses in and around Romney Marsh with contact details included. And you can check the list by going to... let me... look at this link by going to Why does everything take an eternity to open when you're trying to rush it? Oh, it's to their website, which is romney-resource.co.uk. If you go to their website, romney-resource.co.uk, you can find a list of all the local businesses there that are there to help you.
Local views, great music, talk shows and great guests. It's Channel Radio.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back. The Federation of Small Business has a Canterbury virtual networking event taking place manana tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th of June, 11am to 12:30pm. Meet other businesses in the CT postcode area and expand your network at our next virtual FSB Connect event. Our guest speaker is Mike from Pod Digital, digital marketing consultancy. Change landscape. Let's adapt for a brighter future. If you want to book on it, you can go to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Canterbury. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/FSB Canterbury. Check that out. That's tomorrow, 11am, Canterbury Virtual Networking with the FSB. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Colin Bat Removals, and they say, Vanilla Web, the economy is struggling. Buying local and supporting local businesses is a brilliant way of boosting the Kent economy. This helps employees and communities as money is re-spent locally. And they say, hashtag family business. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. We need to support our local businesses. We need to get them back up and running. If we all do that, then more and more businesses will recover. Fewer and fewer people will lose their jobs. More and more of us will be able to help. And it's really important that we do that. It's important for our entire community, from every aspect of our community, that we support each other. And I don't know about you, but during this lockdown, during this pandemic, my local shops, independent shops, small stores, small businesses have been absolutely superb. They've been there for me when I needed them. They've delivered. They've helped. They've kept things for me so that I can pop in and pick them up. They've been absolutely brilliant. And they've also had stuff that bigger shops and major multinationals haven't had. I agree totally with Colin Bat Removals. Let's support our local economy and get it back on track as fast as we can. As they're saying at the moment, go shopping. Get out there. Spend your money. Buy something. Jules has been on, Jules Sirkin, Vanilla Web. That Morse Toad Chocolate Bespoke Chockey Card and Corporate Gifts sound fab. Are they on Twitter? I don't know, to be honest. Have a look. I haven't seen them. Years ago, I used to have great corporate branded chocolate lollies. I don't think we want to know that. Tracy Ferguson is listening and says hello. Hello, Tracy. Hope you're well. And she's out in the garden at the moment. So I hope it's staying sunny and warm for you out there. Doing a bit of weeding. What are you up to out there? Jules is saying Pain Pod would be great for women in labour. Come on, what about the Tories and the Liberals? Oh, I see. Jules is on a roll now. She's asking a lot of things. Vanilla, you know it's not good for you to sit at a desk all day. Get up, stretch, walk every 20 minutes. Tracy Miles Physio would agree, as would Apos Therapy. So you're absolutely right, and we're going to talk to Tracy and Rima from Apos Therapy in the second half of the show, and they're probably going to tell me off for my posture, I would imagine. All right, what else have we got? We've still got loads of tweets coming in, and that's lovely. Jules is cluttering up my timeline at the moment with loads of questions about different bits and pieces, so I'll get round to reading some of the other tweets in a moment. Businesses are invited to join a webinar and help shape Kent's road to renewal. So building on what Colin Bat Removals was saying just then about the local economy, there's actually a big webinar taking place on the 26th of June. Business owners and managers across Kent are invited to take part in a free webinar arranged by the University of Kent, Kent Business Summit team on Friday the 26th of June from 12:30pm to 1:30pm. The keynote speakers include Kent County Council leader, Councillor Roger Goff, and Bank of England agent Phil Eckersley. Professor Marion Garcia, who's the Dean of the Kent Business School at the University of Kent, said the information sharing and networking that goes on at each Kent Business Summit is valuable to us all in different ways. It seems important to extend the collaboration and peer-to-peer support that takes place at each summit and bring it online to businesses during this extraordinary time. Leader of Kent County Council, Roger Goff, said COVID-19 is both a health emergency and an economic emergency. It's vital we support Kent and Medway businesses of all sizes as our local economy begins to recover and revive. The Kent Business Summit webinar will provide the opportunity to discuss and shape how best we can provide the most effective support to keep Kent open for business and invest in the future. During the hour's online event, participants will hear the latest economic forecast from the Bank of England, as well as an overview of the Council's draft roadmap to renewal as we begin to move out of lockdown. This includes plans to support businesses, accelerate business growth, and invest in the future. Questions can be submitted to the speakers in advance by email to kbsbusiness@kent.ac.uk. That's kbsbusiness@kent.ac.uk, and you can also submit your questions during the live webinar via the chat function or online using hashtag Kent Business Summit. This is the first in a series of webinars to support the business community. So that's on the 26th of June. That's Friday the 26th of June. Do join in with that. It's going to be important as we all come together to find out how best we can work our way out of the economic malaise that we're in due to the pandemic and move forward as quickly and as rapidly as we can to rebuild our economy, to rebuild our jobs, to rebuild our businesses. So do check that out. Obviously, at the moment, I'm talking mostly about webinars because we're still in webinar country. We're still not really allowed to meet up in any big, meaningful way, and that's fine. Excuse me, just having a slurp of coffee. Brasher's, the law firm, they have a webinar, and they say, following the popularity of our first webinar series on returning to work after lockdown, we've put together a follow-up three-part programme focusing on key considerations for businesses who've been given the green light to return to work. Our specialist solicitors and expert guest speakers will provide advice on issues including health and safety, dealing with employers' liability claims and commercial property considerations. The upcoming webinar, Implementing New Health and Safety Measures, is taking place this Thursday, the 18th of June, from 12:30pm until 1:10pm. It's free to attend, and the speakers are Catherine Dorr, and she's the head of Brasher's Employment and HR team, and she'll be joined by Steve Williams, who's Managing Director of Risk Management Consultancy BeCalm. If you want to register for that, it's register.gotowebinar.com/register 67686086511158989. Did you get that? It's easier to go to their website, brasher's.co.uk, B-R-A-C-H-E-R-S, brasher's.co.uk. Go to their website. You can find the link to register for their webinar this Thursday, the 18th of June. The lovely Linda Garcia is hosting an online workshop in partnership with Best Business Events. It's a live interactive workshop giving you the tools and techniques to optimise your time and add more value to your business. How to use your time to make more money for your business live is on Wednesday the 24th of June, 11am to 12:30pm. The key principles of time and task management. What is your business purpose and how do you achieve it? What activities should you be focusing on? What are your time thieves and how do you get rid of them? How to prioritise your tasks and measure your progress? And what's your ideal sacred time? All business people should attend this interactive session and learn how to do more in less time and only focus on the key tasks that are going to make money for your business. This includes a free workbook to use during the workshop that you can adapt to your business. And the course leader is Linda Garcia of Aluxi Works. And Aluxi works with ambitious business leaders, illuminating hidden opportunity to optimize productivity and maximize your profits, implementing robust management systems, delivering tailored leadership development programs, which evolve your business from survival to success. If you want to find out more about that webinar, go to their website, www.bitesizeonline.co.uk. Let's see what else we've got here. Jules is saying, I totally agree about small businesses. We haven't been to a supermarket since last January. It's not difficult to shop local to, at all in your small retails. Oh, and she's also sent me a GIF of Jerry from Tom and Jerry fame laughing at my joke about Labour. Trouble with being in the studio on your own is there's nobody to appreciate my fabulous comedic talents or anything else. Tracy Ferguson has been on and she's saying, hold on, let me get this up. Really enjoyed hearing about the benefits of the pain pod. Sounds like a fantastic product. How much better for people to manage their pain in this way instead of pills with horrible side effects and possible future addiction challenges? Plus, they often don't work long term. Absolutely, Tracy. Couldn't agree more. The lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors have been on. Michael Park Surveyors, based over there in Medway, covering the southeast of England for all your commercial property and surveying needs. Tracy has also said, I think this is into reply to what I was saying. Hi Paul, enjoying the show. I only have a very tiny garden, but I've put lots of work into it during lockdown. Haven't had the money to buy new stuff, so with Mike's help, I've been repairing, painting everything, including my ancient decking. It's starting to look lovely. Oh, that's fantastic. And I hope you've got some plant pots out there. Well, we put out some lavender plants the other day. Sadly, they've suffered a little bit in the heat. Probably didn't water them quicker enough, but good. And I hope you're enjoying your garden. It doesn't matter how big or small your garden is, a small piece of plot of land, whatever you do with it, is always welcome, isn't it? Especially when the weather improves a little bit. So fantastic. Got another webinar to tell you about. This is another FSB webinar. In this webinar, which is led by UK Active and Sport England, we will be looking at business owners and their employees' physical health issues and how health and well-being can boost the level of your firm's productivity. During the coronavirus lockdown, anxiety, stress and depression have had an impact on thousands of business owners' mental health. Some people have also found it far harder to exercise on a regular basis. Now, I've been fine. Impact. I can hear Amanda exploding as I say that. Impacting on their physical health too. Recent research from Sport England shows 62% of adults currently consider exercise to be more important than ever, and 65% of people believe exercise is helping with their mental health during the COVID-19 pandemic. We also know that improved physical and mental health for both business owners and employees can help boost the firm's productivity levels. Our panellists will discuss what you can do to increase focus on health and well-being for yourself or for your employees in order to achieve a business benefit. The webinar will outline why being active during the working day is more important than ever, provide practical tips and advice that you'll be able to follow, and ultimately demonstrate how physical exercise can help the financial performance of your business. To register for this free event, which is taking place on Friday the 19th of June at 2 p.m., if you go to events.streamco.co.uk/health and wellbeing. Let me give you that again. It's events.streamgo.co.uk/health and wellbeing. And that's a health and wellbeing seminar on Friday the 19th of June at 2 p.m. Led by the Federation of Small Business. Okay. Let's see what we've got here. The Romney Marsh Community Support Hub have now had hundreds of calls through the hub, lots of requests for community meals, home carer advice, lots of volunteer applications being processed, lots of people being helped. If you need assistance and you live on the Romney Marsh area, they're open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. They're there to help. So if you need any advice about anything, you can give them a call and they'll point you in the right direction. And that's 01797 208 590. Let me give you that again. It's 01797 208 590. Romney Marsh Community Support Hub, helping people living out on the marsh get support, help, and anything else they need, advice, to get through this horrible time that we're all living through right now. Okay, I think we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back from the newsroom, we're going to have a discussion with Jill Serkin and two fantastic guests, Rima Patel from Apples Therapy and Tracy Miles Physiotherapy. But let's join the Channel Radio newsroom.